This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Today I'm talking to Beverly Glarner. She is one of the organizers of the Sport Aviation Expo at Sebring, which runs Thursday through Saturday this week. So Beverly, thanks for talking to us. For starters, can you give us an update on the show and what's new for this year?
What is new for Expo 2017 is that we have changed the footprint of the Expo entirely. So all of our attendees and exhibitors and everybody that comes to the Expo is going to have a brand new experience. We are bringing all of the attendees to the Expo through our terminal building, which will go out the back and spread out onto the apron going north and south. So everybody's going to have a brand new experience when they come.
Okay, and what will they experience inside that terminal building?
Well, we have a fabulous terminal building. It's very impressive. We have some art that is up on our walls that everybody always is oohing and aahing about because it's from Simon Ward. And it has some vintage race cars that are up there. And then we also have vendors, aircraft vendors, inside the terminal and in our retail spaces. And our expo shop is in the terminal building. And also the Runway Cafe is in the building. So they'll be going by, as soon as they get into the building, they'll be going by exhibitors and having lots to look at before they enter out onto the apron.
Oh, okay. And these are exhibitors with aviation products, I guess, and about how many?
Inside the terminal, there is going to be 4 exhibitors for aviation, and then as they're walking out the door, there's going to be a lot of literature as far as different aircraft magazines that are sitting there that they can be they can grab and put in their bag. We're going to have greeters that open the doors for them to go out onto the patio and then out onto the apron.
Oh, okay. And so once they get outside, then what will be going on?
It would be the regular expo that everybody is normally used to, where aircraft are going to be on display. They'll immediately see the new EAA simulator semi that they have just introduced a couple of months ago. So that will be a brand new shiny semi that's sitting there. And on flanked on either side of that is our 8 main exhibitors that have gone all out to make their areas look really nice and have lots of planes.
Okay, great. And do you know if you'll have any kind of discussions or seminars about the new medical rules that came out recently?
Yes, I believe there are a couple of forums that addresses that issue, and those forums are going on all day, starting at 9 and then going until about 3:30 or 4. There's 4 different forum sections within the terminal building, so that's where all those are. And in our show tent, each day at 1:30, we have keynote speakers in there. And I believe there's a UAS panel, discussion panel, that will go over those medicals as well.
Oh, okay, great. And I wondered also if you, as you're organizing the show this year, has there been any impact from this new show? And I know there's another LSA show now in Florida at the DeLand Airport. How does that affect you folks?
Not at all. We are full. Actually, I've had to increase the footprint of the expo because of new people coming in right at the last minute. But the DeLand show hasn't affected the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo at all.
Oh, okay, great.
This is our 13th year. So we are known for the expo that brings quality buyers to our vendors. This is also we're known for to be able to try, fly, and buy the aircraft of your choice that you're looking for. You can actually get in the plane and take a demo ride with the manufacturer of the plane that you're looking at buying.
Okay, well, that's definitely a big draw for people in the market, I would think. And Okay, is there anything else you'd like to add about what's going on in this show coming up?
Yeah, we've got two other new additions. The first one is called YAZ, which I developed for Young Aviator Zone. We have engaged the Highlands County School System to bring 9th through 12th graders out to the airport for a YAZ program each day. One is starting on Thursday. We have a group of kids Friday and a group of kids Saturday, which we brought in special speakers just for the youth to get them interested in aviation, as far as they could have a different type of careers in the aviation field. You don't necessarily have to become a pilot to be able to get into aviation, and that's what we're trying to get across to our local kids that are thinking about going to college, and their parents are trying, you know, thinking about college, to get them interested in aviation, because there's some really cool jobs out there where it doesn't require you to be a pilot. So that's one thing. We have some great speakers coming for those kids, and we have a YAZ Zone tent where, like, the Patty Wagstaff, which is a national champion aerobatic pilot, she is going to be here mingling with the kids in the tent, being able to give them autographs. We've got Shasta Wise from Dream Soar. She's going to be here with her plane and her staff and be able to mingle with the kids. And then I have the Tampa General Hospital has gotten their medevac helicopter here because, you know, they have to have nurses. So medical nurse is going to be on hand to answering the questions for the public or kids that want to tour those aircrafts. So that's kind of exciting to me. We're probably going to host a little over 750 kids this year, and this was my first year doing that.
Wow, that sounds great.
The other thing we have going on that's really taken off is the drone zone. We have dedicated a entire space where you're going to be able to have hands-on demonstrations, hands-on help from people to show the average attendee, if they are interested in drones, how to operate one. If they're interested in racing, they can show them the quad racing drones. We are also featuring the very first ever drone race on an active airport with the FAA. So this drone race is at 100 racers. They're going to start qualifying rounds on Thursday and Friday, and then the final race is on Saturday. And that race purse is $10,000 cash to the winner, and then an additional $10,000 worth of prizes that we'll be giving from second on down.
Okay, great. And I guess, can we just wrap it up? Can you tell me some of the nuts and bolts that a listener would need to know if they plan to visit this show?
Sure. There is a sign, says U.S. Sport Aviation Expo, big sign on 98 in Hayward Taylor Boulevard. So if they're coming off of 27, you just want to turn onto Highway 98, follow the signs down to where you see Hayward Taylor, make a left, come in. You will be escorted to a parking area where we have trams to pick you up and bring you to the terminal to come into the show.
Okay, that sounds great. And thanks very much for your time today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.